Well, that's true of Tisha B'av and Shalem. Major aspects concerning it. First of all, whether such a law exists in the first place. The Machlekes, the Gemara, when you say it, don't say it. This Gemara elsewhere. If it does, what is its source? And in a later sense, what is its character? This is back from Sukkim. Or we say it's not derived from the Pasuk. The Pasuk itself doesn't indicate that. What is Misvaras? Tesha says in Esavet from Medalad, the Pasuk Shadim Shulim Ali Yoshin indicates that apparently there is such a situation where there is a difference between the father and the child, but it's not exactly a marker which is devoted to this purpose. But incidentally, it's something from the Rabbi Lur. Later, the question as to whether it's a quite a pasuk or not, the issue of how one understands the basic halacha, whether halacha is fundamentally just a variation of Tzarek She'ni Reitzel Yishava, Reshva She'ni Nishba, Shalim, irrespective of whether it's Yochel or any Yochel. And this in consonance with what we've discussed on various occasions, with regard to Shavua as an option, which is made available to a person in order to avoid the Otto Birchi Bomen, where the Bomen, if it's Nishba, it's a certain Kribi Bomen, there's no option to get out of it. And yet there's an option of Shavua. This is a situation which is somewhat murky and amorphous and ambiguous. Is that what we have? Or do we say no? It's not just one, another mode, another hatimtza, for not availing myself a shvua, therefore being stuck with a chiyuv mamon. But it's an independent halacha, which what happens in effect is that when it started as a chiyuv shvua, when that option, an option to entertain, in order to avoid Sfeikis, of Isaac's case of suffering, and when that option is not feasible, then the Chiyuv Shavua is removed, and in its place, you have to break right or left, either then forget about the Shavua and let it be Pesachavar of Adam, be Pato, without a Shavua, at a nicer level, or break right and say, well, since there is sufficient grounds to be Mechayev, it's true, it's not ironclad case, so we might have thought maybe Bipato, but now we can't help it, so we have to forget about the Shavua doesn't exist, and therefore you go back to Chiyuv, the Mechayev of Momen. And there are various enough communities with regard to that. Among other things, of course, discuss the question of the scope of Mitayek, whether it applies in all Shavuos or not. And here, and this is a line of things which we discussed on previous occasions, we run the full gamut from a Daisa level, from Edechar until the case of Shomrim. In the case of Edechar, some of the Rishonim say that Edechar, but it's another respect at the moment, Edechar should be equivalent to Shneidim, but here, wherever it aided to Edechar, but then for a moment, Edechar done for Shavur, when the option of Shavur isn't there, so the Edechar is equivalent to Shneidim. This has to, of course, various halachic surah Allah status medechas, which we've examined in the past. But that's singular to Edechor. In other cases, we don't have a quantitatively limited but qualitatively superb mode of view, which is what you have in Edechor, but something is qualitatively also much weaker. And this is one level of the case of medieval excess, where depending on how you learn it, mixas, let's assume that we learn it as a case of Aglaim Nadavo. So it's so much more than that, it's very suspicions, the whole complex is to discuss Gatarabe, but not beyond that. So here, you don't have a Chiyuv which is sufficiently solid as to enable me to have a moment, but just the Shavuah is a way of bailing oneself out. Can't bring yourself out altogether. you don't need to be bailed out because there isn't that much of a chiyuv chayv mamon? Or do we say, no, the guy to many weeks, there's also there's enough of a basis to be chayv, the smoke is enough to be chayv, and transfers the burden, the climate of it transfers the burden from the Metzi to the Beis, from the Metzi to the Beis, to the Nitva, who is all of Haptu. But that's what the guy to many weeks does, which can be aligned together with the Edechot. But here's the Shomrim. There's certainly, if you have Zeshav Alvais, there's certainly, they can't speak of Yitoyach. And that's something we've dealt with in the past, we've dealt with Geshev HaShomrim. And that indeed is possible. Remember the Gemara in Mitzir, which Tzadik Zayin, the Mishnah of Paris, which is looking for a case which to avoid the problem of Shev Bar Yadif, a case in which Mechayev, the Nitra, the Shomer, that we like Baruch Hashem Bar Yadif, but the Gemara gives the case of Meir Mikzas. Chavshelei Daina, apparently the Shomrim itself would not generate Mitoch. That I take to be a very, very mistaber, but I've indicated it in the past. The Rishonim didn't assume that, the Ramban and Tosfos in both, each assume without qualification that. I suggest the last few differences between two cases. One case, which is the standard case of Shavua, of Shomrim, where the Mafkir knows nothing. He's a total Shema. There was Chayshu Shom nonetheless, maybe it's only Shavua Shomrim, love his Daitai, but beyond that, there will be no Halacha Mitaych. As opposed to another case in which the Mafkid says that he knows that is Bari. There, if may reach this, you could have Biteich passing by the Shomer as well. But then you would have to, if you want to negotiate the Gemara Bamitzir and build it on the Shomerim, you would have to have a sort of combination of Bari Shema plus, at least Bari Bari, not Shema Bari, plus the Chiv Shuas Shomer of the Shabbat Abayis. Came back to some other issues we raised in other contexts. The prospect of would there be a mitoch in the case of Rakel, according to Rashi, in the case of Shomrim, not only Shomrim, according to Rashi, because Rakel is already Chayav Shvua, except in the case which has Chazaka, which supports what he's saying. Other than that, every Chayav Rakel will be Chayav Shvua. With that, because of that Shvua, I suggested earlier, there would be no mitoch. Because that is purely a bone which is thrown to the Teveya, together with the Teveya of Ken Yeshle, there's some reason for throwing him a bone, but not much more than that. But we go so far as to say that Shabbat will be taken in that connection. We dealt with some other issues which arise in the Shonim with regard to the scope of Mitoch, particularly the Machlekes Mosheh Shonim, but the French with Habib Abdullah Abdullah Meida, Tosfos in a number of places says that in two cases we make that distinction. What is about Shabbat Yadif? Even Madame Shabbat Yadif depends on the case in which the Bari is a Bari Tov and the Shema is a weak Shema, Habib Abdullah Meida. Similar to this, Babakar of Babov, that's a Mitoch, similar distinction. I've tied that in with the basic question of Lekshe Mitoich. That also the question of how Mitoich could be neutralized. If you have a case of Edom Seyeya, where Edechot supports the Nitva in a Mitoich situation. So, as well as Shachnik says, we said here as well, if Mitech is become a Chiv moment, presumably the Edechod, that suffice. If Mitech remains a Chiv Shvur, but since if you don't swear, you merely have to pay. So in the case of Mitech, possibly that kind of transmutation doesn't take place. That was the, as I recall, the primary elements which we discussed with Lashon HaRoch and Mitoch. the factor of having a maida, I think we mentioned this last time too, we did that, seen that previously, appears according to the Ravid in our sugya, tastes in a different context. It says that tastes in a place of misvare. The Ravid is the Gemara, Shuridim Shem Lamina Yershin, which case are we talking about? And Ravid says that there are decisions of two kinds of bori. Bori de acher, semitech. Bori without bori de atzma, semitech. Bori de acher, you wouldn't say it. And then it says difference between the father and the son. Father is a bori on his own. Son is bori only through the father. And therefore, even if you have a shvur, there will be no mitech in such a case. Because the body is not sufficiently powerful to generate that. Now, a number of issues which arise in connection with these sugyas, which we'll try to touch upon, will be a more diffuse kind of shiur than we had last week. Some of the questions concern the resolution of this sugya and its place within the case of Shem Chashudim, within the world of one Chashud, the world of Mitoch. If indeed we regard the case of Chashud to be a case of Mitoch, which itself is a test of what we've seen on previous occasions. It's one set of issues. And then questions come up, the Chagav of the Shenim, about the points we've covered today. Let me start with the question of Meager, which we've dealt with so many occasions. And here, my flexible solution is to whether you see Meager yesterday. Take for granted the push of course, Meager Kamedim does not work, and we already saw the Gemam of the Flamed Alf and Abed Gimel and Barbasra, Chleisam Rehm with regard to that. And if you say Meager Kamedim is effective, then of course, it has to be, it can't be a bilu, it has to be transfer of taine, korrekt taine. But the maskana, Shem Suz Dava Pashu, the minimum KMA does not work, for whatever reason, even if it's korrekt taine may not work, or if it's bilu, certainly doesn't work. What am I against any dechot? That question comes up with regard to the case of Naska the Rababe. Presumably there's some kind of miga. Or is he going to have the dichatfi? So the dechad is opposed to him. So he could have said, the dechad of course doesn't know whether it's his or not. But there's an ansadi, that which person holds on to, presumably is his. And then an ansadi works for the edechad as well. So if the edechad knows that there's a xalia, but whether it was a khatifa altogether or not, that's an issue with regard to which a person could challenge the edechad. So if he'd said a khatafti, he would have won. So every time when he says, echad b'di khatfi, give him a meager, Tosfos the Barbasra and Ran here quoted the Tosfos as well. One Talmud says the Enoch Inami, the Miga says the Echad works. The question whether you have a Miga. Why not? Miga de Oza. Whatever he tastes gives reasons for there, why not? Subsequent to that, taste says no, the miga against the edecha doesn't work, and also gives an explanation. Judging more generally, the issue of miga against the edecha could be viewed from two perspectives. Either it's relating to how you view the situation with Eidechod, or possibly how you view Miga. answer which Tesis Babasa gives and finds in Ran, as well as other Shainim, is that which the point which I mentioned before, the Nedecha is actually equivalent to two Eidim, except that here's a parachute. The way out. If you disregard that way out, that option, it's the same as two Eidim. Now this presupposes something about how it's the Migum Kvedim as well, but that presupposition is certainly not a very difficult one to attain. One could argue that the reason Migum Kvedim doesn't work is not because of some magic of Eidim. To Eidim, the highest form of Pure, Chata Kula Peshem Yekum Davo. And to Eidim work for the Fushes, never had a to Eidim work. And Eidecha, even if you say that Eidecha is the equivalent of to Eidim, we got the moment, equivalent to Eidim, accepted this parachute. It's only some conceptual and somewhat artificial equivalency. If it can't work another, you can't be given a moment of the Nedecha. You can't be done with the Nedecha. You can't be done with the Nedecha. You can't be done with the Shiva with the Nedecha. So Nedecha, we might come and say, fine, he has the Koyach of two, but he's got the moment, he has the Koyach of two Eidim. Even though he is not inherently, in terms of his identity, he's not two Eidim. Once we establish that distinction, I'll sharpen it in just a moment, then we can begin to ask questions about Migum Kvedim. Why Migum Kvedim doesn't work? Because in terms of the weight and the power of the Eidecha, of the Eidim, I'm sorry, superior to the Migum. Or perhaps Miga doesn't get off the ground even with the guy to eat. It's not you put them both in the scales are in one direction. It doesn't get into the ring. But these are qualitative of totally different dimensions. Is that it? Or do we say, no, it's not that Miga can't, it's not that nothing can begin to challenge the power of Eidim. If something could, and then join in combat, and the Eidim win. If we assume, if we assume that Eidecha is assigned Kirch of Eidim, but Begavre in terms of the phenomenon, it's only in Eidecha, and if we assume that in order to disarm the Miga, overcome the Miga, what you need is not simply something which is points equivalent to Eidim, but it's Eidim proper. Eidim destroy Miga, maybe there, but it doesn't get off the ground. Then it's conceivable that with a certain understanding of how you regard Eidecha, and how you regard to Eidim, and how you regard Migum Kvedim, the Migum Kvedecha still might be effective. So from one point of view, we can judge this as an issue of combining two elements. One is how we understand Eidecha is the equivalent to Eidim, that moment, and how we understand the incompatibility or the inability of Migum challenge Eidim, or we can say, no, we have no problem about the Miga in this case, the whole problem is a question of how we got an Eidecha vis-a-vis moment. The status we give to an Eidecha, do we give the power to Eidim or not? There may be another issue which comes up in this context, which I discussed on other occasions as well, and this is with regard to the status of Nedecha as opposed to a moment as opposed to Nefashis. My understanding is, I think that's part of the message that Tosfos in Bava Basra, that in the first years, there's a lot of a katavidim. Less than two is no eights. In the moment, it's one plus one. If it's for Raya, it's Chayav Shvur. And the assumption of Chayav Shvur is not simply that it's a Birur Magad, but Chayav Shvur to say this. And this has to do with the question of Chayav Shvur, Mimot Chayav Shvur, Rambam, whether an eight apostle can be Chayav Shvur or not. But assuming we take the Rambam, the eight apostle can be Chayav Shvur, so the Torah say this. Suppose the possibility that an eight echod. Yeah, so that's the moment. In other areas, in Doshim Elva, in Fushes, you can't combine any, but Yuchavis doesn't work. According to the Rambam, the Eidus must be pure and best to be made together, not one today, one tomorrow. There's no moments in Fushes. To the extent that we, if we were to say that the need for two in the flesh is at the moment is the same, it will be very difficult to say what Tosfos says that Neidecho is, but at the moment is if it were two. You don't say it in the flesh, you can't say the Neidecho either. If we assume that Neidecho, even when he's only one, but at the moment, is a factor. But you need two, you need one plus one. It's a quantitative fact, not a qualitative one. Then the halach of Tosfos, the Ran here, mikum kemeidechot cannot work. Meidechot fundamentally is like two edim. The moment might work. What I'm not saying, I just want to make myself crystal clear. I'm not suggesting that in order to say that mikum kemeidechot doesn't work, you have to assume. The Neidecho is the equivalent to Eidim. Even though the equivalent of Neidecho, maybe also Mika against Eidus doesn't work. Neidecho is also Eidus. So these are two separate issues. But it's one question comes up with Sushay. That's one issue with regard to Mika. As I've said, it could be a question of Mika, it could be a question of how we treat Neidecho. All of this, of course, to the assumption that everyone has agreed that Neidecho is a long time, not be a moment. Unlike Rashi Shita Kod HaOlos Rav Shimon Gemar Chabad Beis in Shavuos. Another question which comes up, still within the world of Migir, two more questions we'll deal with. Can both be viewed in the Ran, so that for a moment. That is an interesting question. Yes. To Shemo, so you got the Yoshim, that the father, should be living in Yoshim. Yoshim, they wouldn't know if the level of the Meida would be Pato. So what about Chamshi de Chamshi Lei Dainer? The Bichai. Yes, they would say as follows. If they would say that they don't know any idea, so they're part, that's the Vos Rosh. If they say that if they have a clear case of Ben Mimiksa, it's Chamshin yes, Chamshin no, so then they're Chayiv. Hali Mali Abuah. Let the walls be named with the Migah, they could have said any day, in which case it would have been Pato. The father has a Shmiku, the father said any day, it'd also be Chayiv. But they got to them, they would be Neman, and any day, let them be part. So the Ran answers, he has two answers. One is Yishlema, Nina Mehamer Yedin Shuwe, the father would have had to pay, since it's an Yedeya, Yedeya Praticha, and they could get up with the Shavua. But inherently, a Miga of any Yedeya would be a good Miga. Second, the Yedeya Shavua, a Miga of any Yedeya, love Miga. Says Miguel, you could say you're there, even though you weren't really one with any there, it's not a Miguel. These are two questions that come up over here. That Miguel such show. One question is how one regards any there. Any there is a tiny. Or is there an absence of tiny? Titus means you affirm something. You say you don't know, that you said nothing. No of us. In some cases, we said you say nothing. It's enough to ward off the Tevea. So he says, hi. He said, Yomi said, I don't know. It's enough to ward off his attack. He comes to attack you with Tevea. So you don't need to stand up to him with another tiny, ward him off simply by saying, I don't know. And that's closed the case of best, there's nothing they can do any further. What we say to you there is also a tiny of sorts. This question starts with you there, comes up in another context, which we've dealt with in the past. Rambam and the Migash, with regard to the Shoshomu, with regard to a cotton. So they say, since in Anish Vatan is a cotton, so even if Tan is Shema, also could be Chayim. Katan Shifki Vera Gadolo Yeshiva, it's Gadol Yeshiva Shura at the Shomu the Katan, or Vatan Shayed Yeshiva Vatanat the Katan. Because it's cotton, anyways, it's a Shema, he doesn't know anything. But you never know, all Shema is a Shema. They should remind Shema that it's cotton. She called it Shema, she called it Shema, she called it Shema. So it's a bit they have a cotton regardless of Shema in any event. And that's the law, because Shema is not a Shema. Raiva is two aspects. There, first of all, how can you become, develop a relation with Shema with the cotton? But the second one is, oh, Abadai Shema in Shema. As a fictional Nishmain, if God would have said something, make it tinier, you wouldn't swear. In a case which required a tiny, so Suffolk, Shemri would be Nishma. How could that be? So I would see the distinction here, he sees a distinction between. I say, if you can't have a shua to tanis vada, tanis shema, which is no tan at all, certainly nothing. Question: what happens according to the Rambam? How does the Rambam deal with this question of the tan? So the Rambam apparently would assume that in shema also you don't have a tan, but you have a tvir. Press the claim that cotton certain tvir, it's tiny. As soon as in the case, what happens is no tiny. But the tvir, the demands that you give him the cotton, then generates a few shvur at him, which doesn't flow from his tiny, but flows from his tvir, that you could have. And the rabbi thinks you need a tiny, and therefore, some shvur you can't be a tiny. Or that the machlis between them. So whether the tiny is Shem or is the tiny at all. I'm saying the tiny Shem is not a tiny altogether. So it's not a tiny cotton. If the cotton were gone, it would also be no tiny because it's a Shem. And that apparently assumes that no. That if there were a godl, it would be a tiny Shem. A tiny Shem is also a tiny. If it's a cotton, there's no tiny Shem, there's no tiny at all. Here we have the question whether the Tanya Shem is a Tanya for a Teveya. Here we deal with the Ran in the case of a Nitva. And of course, very well be, that we have to differentiate whether the Tanya Shem is a Tanya at all, or the absence of Tanya. For Tviya, we must have a Tanya. Consequently, the Tanya Shem, at least as far as Shu is concerned, can't have tan shema, a shua tan shema. For nitva, perhaps tan shema is sufficient tiny. Maybe the issue comes up in both cases. Now, one of the ways one says on second teretz, the migad of any day is la bigu, is because any day is not a tiny. And migad must have a reserve taina. Alternatively, one can understand that migid that a reserve as a ten shema or second. One assumption is migid requires reserve taina rather than reserve taina. Yeah, if migid is correct taina, there must be a reserve taina. Even according to some Shem, we've seen that even it's a losing taina. Says the Mavitzir, the Ashba, which you saw here, assume that with a losing taina you also have a migah, but it's a taina, a losing one. If it's a non-taina, then you can't speak of taina at all. According to the first house, so that would be one way of understanding. Or to understand those are all the meager, but Shema is also good meager. One of two things: either you assume that Tanya Shema is also a Taina, or you assume you don't require a Taina because meager is not conceived in terms of Kerech Taina, conceived in terms of Birurim, and the Birur exists in any event, any tactic you could have employed would be sufficient for a meager. If you assume that it does not work, then maybe you have to assume both that you need a Taina. You don't have a tiny. That's one issue that comes up in the Rambam with regard to me. The other issue that comes up is regarding the specific story of Daska the Rabbah. Before we saw that Taisus raised a question, he could not have a migas to look at Tafti. chatavti is a question of kind of meager. Oh yeah, he could say ein chatu di chatfi. The meager ole chatavti. No. See, that's what it is. That's the meager test discusses, because there are other problems. Rambam asks, why can the meager ben zalti? Return the exile. Rabban Babasa, he discusses, he said that corresponds about this with the Ramah. Of course, that kashis presupposes a certain premise, namely. Yeah. The gazdum binem on the tiny exalti. I think I don't know if it's out. Someone's gazel before Eidim. What we say with Gatal, avoid this decree, must go to Beidim, go to Beidim. So this has to be discussed at the time. Because one day in the Gemara would appear, one way of understanding, must go to Beidim, so for Beidim, is because of the Ohemne. He made Alvoy, he didn't demand it, so as if he gave him a blank check. Nevertheless, if you assume that fundamentally he was Cheskeskiyuv, as we suggested then, and therefore you would have to bring Rayas to Pato, except for Hemne. In Gazdan there was no Hemne, and therefore it would be Chayev. If we assume that we don't work with Cheskes Chiyuv, nor do we work with the Anasadi of the Ran or the Rebbe Gash, so fundamentally, Amitzchah Rav Arayev, and when it's Nehman, the time is Parati, the Gazlan will be Nehman as well. Unless you assume that the Gazlan is Nehman, because of his father being a Gazdan. If you have another case which is neither Emne nor a flawed kind of Nemonis, it would be Nemon. But a Gazdan is not him for this. And this, the Rabban Babasa quotes the Kshedja with the Hamad with regard to this. Another Shem, the Gemara in Babakar, for a few days, the Atheist, the Balamar, discussed this question as well. I should have a question then about Migam Kamehdechod. Question with regard to Migam Kamehdechema. And whether Migam Exalti with regard to Xela suffices or not. Alright, that's one set of issues. Now, there's another problem with regard to the case of Eskild Rababe. This has to be, that's what understanding was Maskone, as understanding it's Losh. What quotes the case, every place where it appears. Where it says, name is Ili Shtaber, came to Mechtefchat for Amaleki Gazlan. So it was that's the last aspect of the quandary that one finds itself in. So that dilemma, therefore says Rababe, B'chushar Yechadishon Shalem, and others possibly assume otherwise. But it's Amaleki Gazlan. He tends to Gazlan. In any event, presumably the assumption would be the problem is not that he's a Gazdan. The Gazdan is possible for Shavua, as we've seen in the Mishnah Memhei. Is that what happens over here? Kibdor Mechtav Chatfi. So he admits that he sees it, but he says it was his. But we had two Adams seen him taking it. the Eidim, without knowledge to whom the object belongs, is to the Chazvi Chazvi. The assumption is always, that's the shame of a Daikis of one base, another is shame. But I, if I see something in our person's possession, it becomes on the ground of Mizant, I see it, but Yichatvi, the burden of proof is upon him. You don't assume that. And that's the whole thrust of the word of Mimbar that we saw before. So really, that's the Gemara means. Kiyo Mechtav Chatvi. So given what he himself is telling us, he's admitting to a Maise, which on the face of it, worthy before that the Maise was done, would establish him as a Gazdan, because we would assume that it was not his. So maybe he can't swear, it's possible where Gazdan is possible. And that case is conceivable that the same manner that Gazdan can cash himself because of Shuvah and so on, he too could do that. That is not what the Gemara means. So we share the different days of the guidance. Look at Rashi for the Chlamet Beis. Yes, Asabab comes up as well. This shua he can't swear. Not because there's some personal psul in him, but because of the circumstances. And Rashi establishes a premise here, which kind of develops somewhat. If you want to avail yourself of the shua, you must contravene the aid. If you don't makrish the aid, then we won't say, place the Eidah side by side with what you say. You say X, he says non-X. He presents a taina which is chayiv you, you present that which is patos you. Unless there's confrontation, then you haven't discharged your responsibilities in Yishva. Now, what this could mean is not simply Gzeiras HaKosuv, that's what Eid HaKosuv has to do, or Komo Lishvua. But how do you understand what happens in the confrontation? What you say is, you could say, as well, you could say, well, you have scales, which you weigh points in favor of it, and you throw points in favor of the Tevayah. Then you see at the bottom, at the end of the day, who has scored more points. That happens in many cases in which we have quote-unquote confrontations which are not confrontational. Two kinds of birurim, roiv and chazoke. Kolin and Eidechot and so on. You take each column and you add what's there. Maybe the Dechot can do something else. Chok is the Baldovo, it's them to knock out the eight. So it's not that you have something which counterbalances the eight. You have something which it's a knockout. You destroy the eight. As long as you haven't destroyed him, he's still standing on his feet. Yeshua doesn't help. you've got to wipe them out. If you annihilate the aid, that's the purpose of Shavuot, annihilate the aid. If you assume that there will be Havlikigas, then Rashi says, Teshua Piedek, Shaval, Vashay, Aid, Mei, Vlakishatay. You have to neutralize the aid. Maybe annihilation is too strong a term, but you have to neutralize it. But this is neutralization counterbalance. We find this distinction of this kind in other contexts. I'll give you one. Some question in the Gemara, you got the kolah and a dechot. What's superior? You have a kolah or whoever and a dechot. So this is a problem. Kerl and Nedechot, clearly the Kerl must be superior. Nedechot and Yuchsi, you don't ask anything. Nedechot says that the woman is an Eshesish, is nothing. You trade him. If the Kolosh is an Eshesish, then that's all Sugit, then I'm getting the Peites and other places in the Gemara. That you take that into account. Kolosh with regard to Momen. Nedechot with regard to Momen is not Vetzim Momen. Kolosh with regard to Momen, that's the Gemara of Ashash and Babas and Rabbez and Rabbez, you take it into account. Sometimes we made some mom not be called. Depends on the quality of the curl, where it was verified. So as it says, you see that curl is stronger than Eidechot. And then he has a problem with the Gemara and Ksubas that from above the Gemara was not on base. The Gemara seems to indicate that if there's a head-on clash between curl and Eidechot, that the Eidechot wins. How could it be? So there's the problem. The answer, I think, is very simple. As long as they're, each of them is in a parallel track, and there's no crash between them, no clash between them, the Eidechot, since the coil, which represents many Eidim, but in a very amorphous kind of way. But the coil speaks the name of the street, so the Kohel is a kind of diluted two Eidim. Quantitatively, the Kohel is superior to an Eidechot. And as long as the Eidechot is on one track and the Kohel is another track, it's two Eidim, they have certain power, he's only an Eidechot. But if they're on the same track, and it's a clash between the Eidechot and the Kohel, what does the Eidechot say? The Eidechot says the coil is no coil. It's Lashnogin, the Achilles, a lot of baloney, a lot of hot air. So when they conflict, the Eidechot can destroy the coil. Let me give you one example. But to say that with regard to Eidechot and the coil, I have no problem. I would grant, I think it's more of a chidush, to assume, well, I know the Rav just said the name of the Chaim, but I thought this is absolutely so. The halach of an Eidechot is you've got to swear against the Eidechot. I take that and say again, this is what I was heading to you from the Rav, if I recall. It's next time Zeus HaKosu, they've said you've got to neutralize the aid. You only neutralize him by challenging him directly. Anything which leads, if he says A and you say B, but you don't challenge him directly, but what he has to say leads to two, what you have to say leads to chiyuv, or vice versa, that in and of itself would not give you the power of shuvah against the Eidechot. The power comes to neutralize it. And that's Rashi. The Gemara's Lashon, so that's clear that's the case. How would Kigazik very well mean? The guy is a Gazik. Look at Rashi, remember Abbasra. You ask the rabbi, ask about him. becomes different. No, I'm sorry. השתבט השבוע שעיד בחייו ולא יכול לומר דין חטף ועיד בכוון לשאול שלא חטף להכחיש את העיד, דווקא משמקו כבר ילך באיש בכל כובו לכל חטאת שרי במון שהוא כופר ועיד מחייו לא יקום וקם לשבוע להכחיש את העיד שלא חטף במון זה ובאך שבוע פסול כקזלן אבל כל שבועות את הכזלן זה כל שבועות לא תלבב להשתה בידי חטא שאיזה שבועה מועלת עליו לפטרי בלא כלום בי אפשר שלא יהיה רק חשבי איזה סיום השם I thought it was a little different. No, it's a mistake. Right, this is another question of consideration, which has to do with one level that said the Sikha Gemara, another level that said the interaction between Valdova and the aid, that sure how it works. This is a particular Neidechot problem. You've got the many mikzas, you are not confronting someone directly, you have to dispel the uncertainty, but there's no element whom you have to be locked in combat, so to speak. אז כמו ידעת במזיין, this is the question of חזר שבוע לשיח חזר שבוע למקרימה, who is למקרימה יסיים את הילוס הביטח. זה כמו קורץ רב שמואל, מפוסט רבאבה, זה רב זה שבבובל. What the machlekes is between them, so it could be several ways of understanding. Tesis in Rabaska was one shot that the problem is exactly meager, it's a problem of meager. Is there a meager here in Marim is a meager against the Nitachot? If it's because previously it was all called Rababa. Rabbi Shmuel obsessed with that. Or, of course, Rav Shmuel, it's the exact question of what happens in Migos and Eidechot, or whether there is a Migos over here or not, the Haoz, and other Haoz, etc. We'll see later with Rav Shem discuss the issues of where they stand with each other, Rav Shmuel, Rav Abba. But then the Gemara goes on to give the example of the area within which Rav Shmuel disagree with Rav Abba. Because there are two possible ways of understanding this. One is the question of time. Kvar. It's already taken root, and you can't move without this. So after the Malva wanted to collect from the Leiva, the Leiva was the Alamemes, they have to come to the same name. So we have to have a Shavua. Now what about if his children want to collect? So they say, well, they also have to be able to come with a Shavua, but they don't know the Shavua. Because they don't know what's going on with the father's affairs. So maybe they're stuck. If we assume this, it's largely a technical issue. The Shua got there before they became Yisrael. And Shua having taken root, there's no way that you could dispense with it. That's what Loshim Kvar Nitchei Ba'avinu Nero Veshua. The question what the sequence was, what came first? First the Yashin, or first, if the Mabah dies first, the Yashin, and then they can be given a Shua, and their Shua suffices. It's a Shua Shukutan Rabba, it's a lesser Shua. The Levi died first, then already the Shavua, which is required, is the kind of Shavua Shavua would have had to have, then he can't manage. That's one way of understanding. But see, in that case, it's a technical Shavua issue. It's not with Yerusha. But it must last Shavua appear the what? What can't he be Meirish? He can't be Meirish to Shavua. But Shavua is Yerusha, it's something with money. So Rashi took care to explain. In the Rishon Lishna, Mamon Shuchev LeShavua. Is that the same sense, the technical issue with the advice that they won't be able to reach about is the Shavua which they need to take in order to get the Mamon they can't deliver. Without Shavua, they can't get it. But that would mean that the Mamon is theirs, but they have to swear to get older, the same manner as their father. Father's the Bala Mamon. But the Maisa Bezim won't hand over the Mamon to him until he swears. But remember, this is the Shavua, the second kind of Shavua in the Mishnah. In the Shavua, the Midrash Mikra Din, will be gave you without Mamon, without Shavua. Which means it's his all along, it's his Mamon. But there's a hurdle to be overcome by the Shavua. He can overcome the hurdle, they can't overcome the hurdle. But if, for instance, the hurdle will be not overcome but circumvented, if it's Tefis, for instance, because that's the second category of Shavuos, the second group in the Warach Memei, that's the leaf of the Raiva we saw the Tzuyin of Pechas and Miksubis, the Tfisa helps. With that being the case, go to the Rashi. fact that it's not accessible to him dilutes the bailus. Such a technical way, it's a hurdle to be overcome. It dilutes the bailus, and diluted mammon does not come up for Yerusha. Let's take an analogy. Similar lashon appears in the Gemara. I did admit it's being like Mr. Shani, but I think those are Shani with one shot. In the marriage class, the bottom. Person stole something from me, from a person. And before the Baal Bedin, so the Gana was Chayv Kefil. Before the Baal Bedin, the Baal Dava, the Baal Mamen, is Nifta. So now, as Yoshim, one claimed the Kefil. And they claim it. They're representing it or not. They've been plundered among Sugyas. Tesis primarily discusses in three places, the Aflam Kesik Subis, the Mbezing Subis, and the Aflam Bezing Babakamah. And discussions in Yerushalmi and all the Shem, the Mbezing plot. There the understanding is those say the Marish Kras the Panav. Means that the moment is not yours, you didn't get the Kefil yet. It's in the works, so to speak, it's in the pipeline. But you didn't get it, so you can't be Marish. You're only Marish that which belongs to you. Hey, you have some future tentative rights. If somebody borrowed money from you, you have Shibudim Mamet. Shibudim Mamet is Shibudim. So you can merge the Shibudim. Someone owes you an amount, but she owes you as a Knas. And Yerushalmi explains that this is part of the problem with Knas and Afrim Kadarabo. As long as you've not gotten Psak Din, Gemar Din Bezdin, so it's a tentative, a potential asset. But not yet an asset, the Yerusha doesn't apply. I say again, there's been plenty of Rishonim, but what I'm giving you is a one-sided presentation for the purpose of exemplification. It's the same thing which applies here too. In Yerusha Lebano, as with their moment which it's yours, but not yours, because Bezin has not been the Minu Gmar Din. So when they have the Gmar Din, you have all the necessary evidence, you have Edim, you have everything. But meanwhile, the process has not gone underway, got underway. So he came a Merish. Here too, Momin, which is yours, but not accessible, also that's the object of Yush. Of course, the analogy in Knas and Shavua, there's a moment which, in order to get to your hands on it, you have to swear. In order to get your hands on it, you have to have a Chabad of Adin for Knas. The analogy is a bit flawed. Why is it flawed? You can't quite compare Knas and Shavua.
The Knas is not yours to begin with.
Yeah, got the knas. So in a sense, Bezin creates the chiyuv. That's just involved the chiyuv. So it's in utero, but there's no embryo yet. There's no blood. But they got the mamash of shavua. This archives belong to him. Either Ben belonged to him. He's talking about Ben. Or even if there was not a Ben, but it's shibudim. Shibudim also belong to him, they're already his. But you need to be mevarech, you have the shvuah to be the makibat shel bil. And I presume for that reason Rashi did not want to be, first you have to check what Rashi holds over there, the Ksubis and Baba Kamer. But even whatever you would hold the Ksubis and Baba Kamer, he felt you couldn't establish this, because the moment is yours, so it's just a technical, a procedural problem. How are you going to get your hands on the money which is yours, and your children can't do it because they can't swear the shuvah you need? However, the lashon of the Gemara is not against, not like Rashi. And if you look for a moment at the back of the Gemara, two shtikla from Balaito. Yeah. issue which we have over here, it's Sefer Zayin, and we're sure it says. Simen Nun Dalad, Bali, to you all know who those still now. Towards the end, Rabbi Chaim Zalamadi is Kim Rabbasa, the Yasmi, the grandchildren, in a Rishua Rabbana. Time with the end of Rishua, Mistabre, Rabban de Kaim, and Shtar Milikvod Ach Gehuda, me, the Shem of Vivla Yishava, Hava Lishua, the Rosh Shem of Mamash, the end of Rishua Rabbana, the end of Rishua Rabbana, the Rosh Shem of Mamash, the Rosh Shem of Mamash, I read the line again. The Chevron de Kaim Hashem Likvod Af Yehudami. Shem Baviv Lo Yishova. Havel Shua Dabar Shem Bo Mamash Ve'en Omo Lo Rishu Lo Banav De Kaim Lebrish Dvarim Shem Bo Mamash Yibur Vishimot. He doesn't see the technical problem, how will you get it? Says the Gemara in Bavas, the Mishmer, we can merge and give him merge. Hadavar Shem B'Mamash, to which he refers you, is a totally different order. Well, there, Let the Mishkimer, and it's a boy couldn't give Shishimatone, Mishkimer gives Shishimatone either. It was a cash of the, elsewhere you see that you don't apply the same to the boy in Shishimer, so where is the talents? The Shem explained that the problem over here is that was Shem Mamma, she couldn't give him out this boy, so can't give him out the Shishimer. To the best of my knowledge, the Gemara doesn't say that we've got Yerusha in the normal sense. The Gemara talks over there about Yerusha, about Nashkiva. But certainly in order of Yerusha, a person dies, the Joshim inherit the Joshim Marsh of this kind as well. So that's the question, unless he's talking about a different Gemara, I don't know if that Gemara there. But even if the loss is clear, he said, "Very moment of Rishu LeBanav, Helem Rishu Adoshim Mamash." So it's a Yerusha issue. But what's interesting for us is not only the question of understanding this Gemara, whether the problem is a procedural one, a tactical one, or a substantive one in terms of Yerusha. Depending on how you learn, you're going to perhaps end up with different results and try to compare the Shua to Shemini Shemim with the others. And that becomes a critical issue, not in this Gemara, but here's more than enough Memchess. I go and say, "Chel Shemli for Miman." Yilemo. That ben Ches menul yam. Menul yam. Chel Shemli for.
Maybe
a lot of after the 30th. Not Malva. Ilema. Yeah. They can't swear the shvur which the father would have had to swear. They finished the shvur got the incident. They simply have to swear that they don't know. They didn't receive any instructions to the contrary. They have to clear the playing field, that's all. I continue. I have a question will come up subsequently. But as soon as the Machlis, the Rav Shmuel, the Rav Nachman, if you pass in Yachloiku, so you're not in uncertainty about Rav Shmuel and Rav Abba. There'll be no suffering. We'll be clear what you hold. This becomes very significant in the area of Pesach at the bottom line. All right, there was another question. Skip these. Get to the Gemara from the Chesed and Beis. Ikra Rachman Surer.
Ikra Rachman Surer. O Gabera Pista Rabba Barabna. I'm really lazy, Mar Nakri. Lahadra Bushmola. Amar Lahu. If Pali Vasai, Kohani Parsi Lamahatu. Lahadra Bushmola. Allahabadu Alasipala. You go in my.
Yeah. So what I was saying is, you have similar situations. You have these same samim. You have the other jemaminot. What's the other guy? The jemaminot. He was got the jemaminot samim. That there's a chiyuv shvua. Now anybody wants to collect this moment from. From the Yesemim, they can't collect because they can't provide the Shavua. Not the Yesemim, for the Baal Tulev himself. If you have the Shavua of the Yesemim, but they want to collect from the labor. And the father has a Shtar. The Shtar is a peg of a Shtar. The father wanted to collect, would have had to swear. The father died, so now they have to swear. So it's exactly the same situation we had before, except the shvur question is not the shvur of Pagim Shtayd, it's not the shvur of Yisraimim, it's the shvur of Pagim Shtayd, but this is part of the same family in the Mishnah. It's not the first family in the second family, the same family in the Mishnah. And why should we discriminate? Oh, but the Gemara says no. They wanted the regular Rabbi Shmuel, the point Rabbi Shmuel made that once the Shavuah, once the moment became a moment which was tied up, subject to Shavuah, so the Yoshim can't produce the Shavuah, they can't swear, but they lose the moment. That's only Mashavuah Seisemim. But the Pagim Mishtara, even though it appears in the Mishnah in the same kind of constellation, Yeshua Shvetz Yeshua, so much weaker kind of Shavuah, just a Shavuah Shlip Kedan or Abba, Hunaitli. Now we have to ask ourselves this distinction, and what is the base, and what does it imply? So there are two possible approaches to this. One is to say there's no rational reason to discriminate. Either you assume the moment which is tied up, subject to Shavua, is the moment which is Erev Yerusha, dealing with Rashi, or that you can collect it, and you assume dealing with Balidu, or that you can collect it through a lesser kind of Shavua, the Shavua is not Leikuver, because you didn't shuwa from the ice, you begin without shuwa. So either you waive the shuwa, you don't waive the shuwa. It's no rational reason. This whole family is all the same. Different from the first family. Nechma and Yigzal, that story will be another ball game. But the second group, all the same. I said, why do they want to be mechalik? Why because they want to eradicate Rabbi Shmuel? Echo the Rabbi Shmuel. Find this hour, we won't be Mecca, we'll be so brazen, with its limited scope. I've started to say one way is to say that there was no real reason for that, but it's purely extraneous. As it happens, Rabbi Shmuel said this with the God of Seminacing. So Rabbi Shmuel, great Abid Chacham, Migdel Adair, last year, who's going to wipe out what they said? So the interest of Kvaidom, etc., we assume an irrational position. But there's no rational reason. It's not just Pegim Shtar, where you Chayim Shvua, Pegim Shtar, Chayim Shvua, it's all the same. And if you, in effect, neutralize Rabbi Shmuel, by saying it's over some strenuous reason, you understand why they want to rewrite Rabbi Shmuel, because they disagree with us, they thought Rabbi Shmuel is wrong in principle, so they want to remove it. And then, what would you be left? You would be left with the assembly being able to collect without a shvur. Without a shvur. In other words, in the case of Yisemim, with the yes, the same with the malware, the second half, that second family doesn't exist. All the needs for Yerushima, not the position which the father required. This is the position which the Ramban takes. For other reasons, another way of summarizing the Psak, that's the Malach of the Ramban. And by way of support for that, takes the fact they want to make Rabbi Shmuel, why should it occur to them? That's what we've had with the same Pegim Shtar, which is very same. That's what we got to Orev. They also, the next one, the Lacey fellow, they did not think Rabbi Shmuel should be taken seriously. Why? For one or two reasons, either they thought the Shmuel was only said in Chatchila, not in the Eved. Since we're dealing with the second group, as we saw from many Rishonim, we discussed with the Choshut. Then the second group, what if Choshut, the Nishvav Lady Choshut case, what happens? So the Palamor, the Raivet, gets the Rambam of the Rif say that the guy, the first group, Nechmanis, etc., if you're Choshut, you don't provide the Shua, you can't swear, you can't collect. Then the second group reverts back to the Raiser, you would collect without a Shua. So if you're Choshut, you collect without a Shua. That's if you're choshev, if you're not a choshev, for some reason it's probably the same. So certainly it's not with the evidence. So give him only the shvuas yershin, and that's enough. So it was a question where they were cutting Rabbi Shmuel if the nature of this shvuas, of this nishvah v'naitl, what kind of shvuah was it? How much likubi was it? Or we deal with the question of the Palitu, that they thought that since it's not a Knas, Knas, I said before, Knas is the question of the woman, which is not, which is just in gestation. This is the moment she's his. The question is, can it be Lusha or not? Is his hold on the woman weakened by the fact that it requires a shavuah? Does that dilute the bailis? Or does it just set up an external barrier? It's a hurdle, you have to overcome the hurdle, but what's on the other side of the hurdle does not weaken the moment, the bailis, nothing but that is weakened. So that's where they disagree. No matter they didn't want any part of Rabbi Shmuel, according to either Balaitu or according to Rashi. But the Kvaida, let's leave it stay. Just over the Lazy Bala, we don't want this to spread. That's one way of understanding the difference between, or the projected difference. You pick a Mishnah and you say, but I said, if we don't assume that, if we take a bunch of it seriously, and we say we don't just dismiss Rabbi Shmuel just wave with their hand because we don't like it, then we have to look either according to Rashi, according to Balaitu, some basis of differentiating objectively between the others, Pegim Mishtare, and assume Pegim Mishtare is the typical case, the whole second family, and Yisrael B'nai Sim. Starting with the Balaitu, which is a little bit easier to say, I set up over here a kind of straw man, as it were, Knas, as opposed to Moment requires Shavuah. Moment requires Amar Abedin, Moment requires implementation of Din, Gviya Bebesn, with the implementation of Shavuah. That was the point of departure. Then according to Balaitu, we say, no, wait a minute. How would Shimon say, no. If the Kvod Shavuah is Yisraimim, that dilutes the moment. That's just an extraneous barrier, which you have to clear. That's a change in the status of the moment. Change of the Bailus. Now, and therefore, because change of the Bailus is not subject to Rosh. Here, they apparently thought, which it sounds like Chidush, those who were Mechal and Chidush, the others, thought that the impact of Shavuah, what happens when you say the Yisraimim, and you can't clap Yisraim without Shavuah, is there whatever Pegim Mishtar? Why that should be so, one can only conjecture. But it may very well be they assume that the Shavuah is required for the Yisraimim is of a different order for the Shavuah required for Pegim Mishtar. Pegim Mishtar, I said it's a Shilas, but basically the moment this is, doesn't change the status of the moment. There you have an external barrier. Moment she had tefi yisemim, that's not with she yisemim, they're concerned about the yisemim. They didn't just set up a shuvah over here, say, you want to collect the shuvah for yisemim, bakasha. Just we have a little ceremony called the shuvah, which you have to take the shuvah, you get cash in the barrier. Yisemim? There they. In fact, what Chazal said, in course the Shavuah, we are freezing the moment in the sense with diluting your bailus, and that's true while the father was alive. And that has repercussions when the father dies, and he goes to the same him, but it doesn't go to the same him, because the moment is that kind of moment. That would be according to Balei too. The Kiddush here is, according to Balaitu, that you have to treat the moment of the Shavuah and the impact of the Shavuah of Yisraimim differently from Pegim Mishtar and the rest of the family, even though they're all grouped together. Whether Al-Pisvah and Shavuah of Yisraimim can be more powerful or more effective than the Shavuah of Pegim Mishtar, it's entirely possible. We find we might have to deal with this connection with an issue we already raised in Taste earlier, but we find certain contexts that Shvur that we give the same him, there's no way of getting away without Shvur. I'll take two Gemaras as representative. Well, here's what's happening. The Gassel Poetic Zmanoi, Shmuel says that if Avraham Amapa was a little bit of a Shvur, Avraham Vision probably is Yimne. Shmuel Havamine, even Chazon Poetic Zmanoi, but he said he can't collect without Shvur. Here it's Havamine. Where the problem takes on much fuller form, with regard to Sugiyin Subis, which the Balmoyal and the Rif and the Rambani will get involved in the context of our Sugiyin. What if a person, when he wrote to his wife normally needs to collect ksubos, says, Takana, she has to be nifra. She has to swear she's not nifra ksubos. That's in the Mishnah. What if you waived this and you said you have to collect without shvur? The Mishnah ksubos that we've opened bays. Kostar l'nedr shvain yolayich en yochel ha-shbiya. Because he waived it. The waiver applies to her. She doesn't have to swear, but her Yoshim didn't get the waiver, so they have to swear. Then the Gemara goes on to different formulations, different kind of waivers. And towards the end of that, Pesanim Amin Aleph, regardless of what he said, bin deloy shvur, bin denaki shvur, bin deloy neder, bin denaki neder, bin nichose, bin nichse ilein, bin hu, bin yoshov, talok shvei mashbi inoise. But my answer, shayom uchachomi, abori pabim si yisur, po elam yishvur. So the waiver should have stuck, and should be part of, but what can I do? Can't collect without Shvur for Yisraelim. What seems to be saying over here that this Yisraelim is a league unto itself. Can't come Shvur. So it depends on the Machlokes of the Tanoim, whether you say this or not. But anyway, according to those days, that's what you see. So it's conceivable that the Yisraelim is a different status. And this, of course, would depend. Let's go back to the Afghimala for a moment. Remember. No Chevrolet Paiticha. So, my ass, the Pagim Shtar. They said, they teach them a day by Mishwara. The time is due, I will carry up the time of which table, I'm a much which table. So this assumes here that the halacha, the proper of the Mishvua, is basically the tainim of which table. Rashi Ksum is the present, says the same thing. And then this is no, if that's the case, then what I'm saying over here, putting it to the mouth of Rav Shmuel called Baritu, or not Rav Shmuel, but those who disagree with Rav Shmuel, what the friendship of Shtel and Tzemim wouldn't hold the whole water. At most, it's like Ishtabuli. So, and if Peg Shtala doesn't dilute the violence, so why should the Shui Tzemim, which is of a weaker order than Peg Shtala, why should that dilute the violence? But then they said, "Me and you had the time of Labishumachu." The Philemotsevo in Toin, Tainuli asked me, "Pagay Kodish, like a Shuol, it's going to be some Shuol." Even though he got a waiver, he would not have been able to defend Shuol. Alma, Mech, Abdurrahman, Yasmi, I thought Shelav Yokalashbia. 2 days in Tesis, what does Allah say? Now, if we accept first day it is this Tainan, then the ability and friendship of Tegim Shtore and Shuad Yisemim at a fundamental level doesn't get off the ground. If it's a separate Shvur, separate Takonin, then you have to ask no question, what are the teeth which are given this Takonin? This Takonin, where you gave Yisemim, out of concern for Yisemim, which Yisemim, etc., this freezes the assets, freezes the Chosim. In every way, in a way which Pegim Shtara doesn't do. So Pegim Shtara, you can merge the Shavuot, and he said, we can't merge the Shavuot. Maybe yes and maybe no. But then it opens the door for that. According to that. So what do we have here? That Yisim and Yisimim. How do we accept Rabbi Shmuel or not? That's because Shmuel and Rabbi Lozo. And secondly, do we see a possibility for being mechalut in Rabbi Shmuel's din tzemim esemim and the Shmuel of the other Shmuel's in that group? This was Ramban and Balamar. Ramban thought that you could not differentiate at a basic level. Just have said some honorific gesture between Rabbi Shmuel and the Balamoya thought that indeed you could differentiate it from the mental level. But again, this has to be examined according to Ito and according to Rashi. We just looked at this from the perspective of the Bala Ito, the ability to reverse the moment. According to Rashi, which also, you don't freeze the moment, and the moment is susceptible to Yerusha. Problem is, will the Yisim be able to deliver the goods? Oh, so here, the differentiation such as it is not based on what happens to the moment, because Rashi thinks nothing happens to the moment in either case. It's based on the Cheshuvos. What did they demand from not the sim the Teveya, but the sim of the Nidra Teveya, the Teveya? If the Nitva is the Yisimim, so the demand of the Teveya, even if they too are Yisimim, the demand of them a full blown Shavuot, and that they can't deliver, so they're stuck. Pegim Shtara, you give them a discount. They can't do the Shuvah Shtar either. But nevertheless, we say, never mind. It's very good, yes, Shuvah Shtar. Now, further question arises, in light of this comparison of Shuvah Shtar, at the look of the Shuvah Shtar, the Shuvah Shtar, the Shuvah Shtar, the Shuvah Shtar, with Pegim Shtari. To what extent was it Likuvah, not Likuvah? Now, with regard to this case, the case of collective Yisraelim, you could have the same issue with regard to Choshut. Here, these Yisraelim of the Malve are unable to deliver the Shuvah she needs, which they don't know. Choshut would know, we couldn't deliver it, it was the Choshut. there too would have a distinction between the same. If they want to collect the same way, you want to pay him shtar. And as Pim Shtar Lemes, yes, we should have a nightly, even the other of the Shvur, Chash would also collect. Do you say we've got this case? Or do you say, and you say, maybe you'd say also the same thing? Or would you say no? In the case of Pim Shtar, if you don't deliver the Shvur, but the evidence is okay. The case of Rabbi Shuv Yisemim, there they were assistant, you must have it. Then the Machlokes of Sushanim, as I indicated already, according to the Ravid, Palamar, if someone is a Choshud, can't deliver the Shvur, the second family is Nishvur, he's neitel without Shvur. Whether it would be you would distinguish the Rabbi Shmuel, Perim Shtar, that it was got the same, you would say Kodakla with Ashur, that would be an open question. According to Rabbi Shmuel, perhaps, yes. But that might be part of the Homer Lacey fellow. According to Rabbi Dariv, if you can't deliver the Shur because you're a Yosim, that's Rabbi Shmuel and the Homer Lacey fellow. Can't deliver the Shvur, you're Choshud, you lose. And this brings us to the bottom line of the Sugya. Those who got the question of Mitoich and the question of the Maskana, Rabbi Shvur as opposed to Rabbi Loza. That will leave for next time. We have words as follows. The Tesh Mitesh Yechon Shava Shalim, Rabbi Natan, Sefer Yosh, which I already indicated to you. The Rif and the Balamoyer, to which Balamoyer it is. His pshat, and he quotes Chavesh of Yisim Shem, another pshat, the Sugir. Hello? Okay, that's fine, no problem. Balmoy Lamadaf Menalev, he then gets involved that extensively in Sugi and Ksubis. I'm not sure we'll have time to do that, but it's the Ksugi Ksubis that people which I used before, but I'll deal with it briefly. Rabban and Mechames, because then Mechames will do Lamadaf next to it. Then the Goyen. Zen with Bays, here is one Aleph, the Goy Sagla. The Goy Summary of the Psak, that works to the Sugi. Now, with that, we'll finish with this. It says we have discussed last time, today we're discussing how, and this time, next time, we'll discuss this particular issue, how the Mitoich works out of this particular Sugi, to what extent, to what extent, which Shavuos, etc. Among other things, we will also involve ourselves with a question which I mentioned last time briefly, but you can say we've got the Drabanos as well. Shu'is Drabanos. That's what we discussed last time. That's one. We're done with that, and we'll start soon coming up in Kosai. Let's go over briefly again, based on the case we discussed. It's strange for coming up. Coming up in Kosa is that which is described in the Mishnah. The crucial issue with regard to Gilsa. Look at the Sugya and Memhemad Aleph. a quarter of the way down, number bananas. Yes, on the side, Shreel Vishwa, Venet Shreel Vishwa. Why discrimination? There's an excellent reason for it, they'll see it. Tell the one Baba Tzir of Gimel. We got covered up in Kasei. Now that Gemara is one of numbered, about in many places Baba Tzir says the Shtipach there, which is not part of the Gemara. Baba Tzir Ravai. Some Shem dealt with that particular sugi ambivalently because it was clear it was part of the Gemara, part of the Gemara. But it could be said by some Medrash, and it's part of what we'll be learning. The case in Kedushin, Shlech Nasei, the Gemara starts and Gimel, all towards the bottom, or a few lines from the bottom, until the colon and the Gemara Midbeis, at the inclusion of that sugya, Rashi says that that Gemara that after was second Shvur is like the sugya coming up in Kosse. Rabban the Balamoyer there, Brushtik discussed that as well, indeed whether it's that's the case or not. In all these instances, you have to pay close attention to the triangle that you have covered up in Kosse. What kind of shavuot you require? If someone is a chashud, does he lose? Does he win? Covered up in Kosse is the first family, the second family, within the context there. The Rambam, with regard to this, is primarily by the Zayin Chasmav Leiva. And also in the Sefer Tumis, I don't remember right now which siman it is. This is in Perek Tzayin Lochehei. That is a relatively easy sugya. I hope we'll be able to get through the bulk of that next time. I still wish you back to Wednesday. Now, that leaves us because the number of sugyas that we want to do. The Raivet on the reef at the end, and the Kotu Shom of Raivet, I believe the Balamoyer, to which family Chemina Picasso belongs, let's discuss the Balamoyer and the Ramban Rambet Gimel, and the reef of the Balamoyer, Barbara, I really missed the Klavel Medina Cheshire Shvur. He classifies Chayvim Kwasi one group, and Rabban creates them, there should be another group. And the Raivid and Kotu Shom, and we have Kotu Shom, see that as well. All right, we'll finish that, yeah, okay. Then we have the Sugya Pele, the little kind of Sugya, and Shtev Kishda Zu. Those are the lesser one. Ah, yes, I also forgot to mention before the Sugya of Arev. Remember the last time, which? Yeah. If you collect from the Arev, it's as if you collect it from the Leva or not. It's one of Zion and Makis at the top of the Omid. We've got the Pshuv Krevim, the Gemara in Gitan, the Testament base near the bottom. And the question also we give you some Beninis, but that's to get there right there. Okay.